Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, listeners all around. Welcome back to the Pelican Podcast. On today's morning show, we have a special guest appearance from Dana Ruth Strickler. Dana's from Knoxville, Tennessee. At the ripe young age of 84, she has many life experiences that she'd like to share to help you all out with your journey through life. Let's get started here with our first question. Dana, what trait do you think you have that's helped you face adversity best throughout your life? And what factors in your life helped you develop it?
I grew up in a rural Southern Baptist church, and I was always taken to Sunday school and all of the different activities that went on through the week. And my parents were very instrumental in helping me to develop what I felt like was a trait that really helped me. And it was faith. And not just my parents, but my teachers. In school and in the church family, they were very encouraging. There were a lot of things to participate in. My parents encouraged me in music, and I was a church musician, a pianist, and then an organist from the time I was about 13 years old. But I felt like I had what someone who was speaking about the gifts of the Spirit and whatever one time called the gift of faith. I just always felt like that it would be all right. And it wasn't something that it depended on what I was doing. It was a gift. And I think that faith is what helped me over time to overcome whatever adversities presented themselves. And there were some. There were times as a young wife and mother that my husband worked in a paper factory, paper mill, and he was laid off from work one time for well over a year, and I knew what it was like to not have the income coming in, because by then I wasn't working full time. I was going to school and having the children, but things were always provided, and we had a garden, we had beef, we had chickens, we had our material needs were being met, and I just had that. Then one of the biggest things that happened in my life was to lose a family member very tragically. Somebody that I loved so dearly to suicide, that absolutely rocked my world. And looking back later years, as I've examined my feelings and what was going on then, I really truly felt like I had post-traumatic stress disorder. It was that severe. And before that time, I was diagnosed with major depression and started medication for that. But I still had faith that it would be all right. And it's like I've explained to people that when you're learning to swim, I had difficulty learning to float on my back because I could not just let go. I would tense up as soon as the instructor took their hand off of me, and then, of course, I would sink. But the minute I learned that if I would just lie back and let go, I would float, that was a defining moment in my life. And I continued to feel that way and to use these experiences that I had to help me relate to other people. And I found that if they knew what was going on with me, that other people began to open up and share things that they had not shared with others in their life. And in a way, it was like having a support group of people to help me with that. Now, I was growing in that faith. I was examining what I had been taught. And I then began to read more of what I call progressive Christianity people. And I ended up in the Unitarian Church. And I think that's where I belong. And if people say, "Are you a Christian?" the answer is, what's their definition of Christian? Mine is a follower of the Christ. But I have come to learn that there are things in other religions, there's a lot that we share. And in Buddhism, Hindu, even Muslim, there's some premises that they have that I can agree with, and things that I don't. But I still have that faith that, I think I found my purpose in life. I think that it was to love people. That was what I was raised with. God is love. Jesus loves me. And that was it.
That just about wraps up our first question. It's really inspirational to hear about how your faith has helped you throughout your life, through all those difficulties. We'll catch you back with the next question after the break.